Watch, exclusive, Jewish rapper goes viral with song dissing Kanye. By Deborah Brand on November 1, 2022. Jewish rapper Rami Evenesh, also known by his stage name Kosha Dills, released a song titled DEFCON 3, You Diss in response to Kanye West's recent anti-Semitic tirades. The song, named for West's now infamous comment apparently calling for the death of the Jewish people, does not distinguish between pundits on both ends of the political spectrum. This for all the right-wingers, leftists who do absolutely nothing and pretend they make moves / for ye lovers. Ilhan's and Candace Owens too, you can all get dissed. I can't tell who is who, he raps in the chorus. Candace Owens defended West by saying his remarks were not anti-Semitic, while Ilhan Omar recently slammed anti-Semitism, despite having a record of anti-Jewish bias herself. They're all fake to me, Jews are scapegoats for both sides, even Esh told Breitbart in an interview. DEFCON 3, which even Esh wrote, recorded and filmed a clip raw within 24 hours, was an unusually serious song for the rapper. Usually my music is lighthearted, comical, to deal with my own darker issues, he said. Writing the song wasn't something I really signed up to do, even Esh said, but once West came out with his comments I knew I had to do something. Maybe Kosha Dills wouldn't have, but Rami would. That's where I'm coming from with this, a more personal place. I'm a huge Kanye fan, I listened to all his music extensively. He went on, noting that DEFCON 3 was recorded in the home of audio engineer that had also worked with West. It's really important to me to acknowledge the fact that he's an amazing artist, but when you're an amazing artist and you're rich it doesn't prevent you from being exempt to criticism, even Esh said. The song is intentionally graphic. When I was writing the lyrics, I told myself, you really need to go all the way in, don't hold back, he said. Asked how he responds to seeing anti-Semitic comments on the video, which has garnered more than 100,000 views on YouTube, even Esh is dismissive, I don't really have feelings when it comes to this. Creatively, this is dope, he said. I knew this was going to destroy the internet and really inspire a lot of people and at the same time make a lot of people mad. My job is not to deal with the people who already have the thoughts and are stuck in their ways, but other people who are like, yo, this is dope, those people now have the chance to learn more. Even Esh doesn't believe West should be cancelled. Still, he went on, we can't feel comfortable when a man with has over 3 times the amount of followers as there are Jews in the world just starts spewing out whatever he feels like it because he thinks money makes him invincible. His thinking is way more dangerous to the world than it is to himself, he said.